Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersch, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The following program is pre-recorded.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Let's go!
Brandon Tatum is a 7-year veteran of the Tucson Police Department. A bona fide YouTube star.
With over 3 million subscribers.
He started Blexit with Candace Owens. And now, he's tackling moral decay and the news of the day. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
All right, welcome back to the program. The number to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. We covered Barack Obama endorsing VP Kamala Harris for president. You guys heard the audio with that fake behind call. Just so fake, so cringeworthy. You can check. Actually, it's already up on Instagram. Thank you, Zach. Check out my all of my social media at The Carl Jackson Show, X, Instagram, Facebook, wherever I am on social media, The Carl Jackson Show. Also, please subscribe to my podcast, Poor Paper. All right, wherever I am or wherever you go to get your podcast, The Carl Jackson Show is where you can find me. We also discussed this leaked Democrat memo that went out. To spin the news about Kamala Harris being the border czar. They're trying to lie and say that she wasn't the border czar, but I don't want to get caught up in the word argument, was she not the border czar. I can tell you this, as the Biden-Harris ticket, she's responsible for the border invasion, all right? Border czar or not, she's in part responsible for the border invasion. And you had Karine Jean-Pierre come out, and what did she say the other day? She was praising Kamala Harris, trying to knock the Republicans. Well, Republicans could have had a deal, but they didn't want a deal on the border. All right, which is a really stupid answer, because it doesn't answer why the invasion is continuing. And when you went back to look at the deal, what they wanted to codify into law, beyond 1 million nearly legal immigrants that we allow into the country every year, what that legislation would have codified into law were near 1.8 million illegal aliens that we just say, hey, welcome. You know, no paperwork, no anything. The dumbest thing ever. If you wanted to destroy a country, that's how you do it. I mean, just absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. But Kamala Harris has a problem. She has a working class problem. And I think, again, this is the stuff that's going to bite Democrats in the butt. I believe with Kamala Harris. I want you to be braced for it. You got to be ready for this stuff mentally. You got to get prayed up. And you just have to know you cannot get down. You have to fight through your emotions. You have to head to the ballot box. You have to bring people to the ballot box. You have to convince people to vote on policy. I heard one guy saying today, and I think this is the wrong tack right now. Guys, you've got the people that love Trump. You got the people that hate Trump. The same will be true with Kamala Harris. All right? So one guy said, listen, and this is an argument I understand because I've used it before, but those days are gone. He was like, listen, we just need to tell people if they hate Trump, get over them, you know, get over it, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, that ain't working anymore. The Democrats have a record. Look at how they destroyed your life. Damn it, it takes you twice as much money to fill up your tank. cars are being repoed at a rate that's 23% higher year over year. Is life tougher for you? Just ask them questions. You don't have to make everything about the candidate. You can lead them right to the policies and then say, all right, if you like those policies, then you vote for this candidate. Sometimes you got to bring them there. You can't just say, I'm there, so you better be there. No, that isn't how it works. That's not how human nature works. So we got to learn. We got to roll with this stuff. But you got to brace yourself. Again, let me just wrap this up. Republicans should expect Harris to make a closer race. Again, this is going to be this isn't a marathon campaign. It's a sprint. The goal is to give Kamala Harris a very short window to run for the presidency because she's such a disaster. Such a disaster. And I said, and I think Sean McConnell made a great point. I said before we went to the break, this was the worst possible candidate that Democrats could pick. But think about this. If you want the silver lining, if you will, this is the best they got. Understand that. If you're voting Democrat, the best they got, well, at least they assume to run for office right now, is Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris? The same lady that most Democrats were saying was an absolute disaster. They wanted to bypass her. They wanted her off the ticket. When Joe Biden's polls started coming down, who can we get? Who else can we put on the ticket to excite the base? Now all of a sudden, she's it? Ah, give me a break, all right? So we talked about the bounce. This is what Democrats were looking at. The Democrats with Joe Biden were specific, right? You can mention age, and now they can flip the script. Oh, Trump is the older guy. But Trump is lucid. Trump is vibrant. Trump is for his age. Obviously, he doesn't act like a 78-year-old. But what they saw in Joe Biden, particularly after the debate, even though they set him up for that debate, but what the rest of America saw is that going forward, Joe Biden was going to have a problem dealing with Trump. His faculties were always going to be an issue. And that's what the debate made clear for so many within the Democrat Party. So they didn't want to go against that. Another point, some of the Republicans' own arguments now work against them. This is in real clear politics, by the way. This isn't me arguing this, but I just mentioned it. The oldest major party presidential nominee in history is now Donald Trump. Age isn't the problem. Donald Trump is 78. That guy acts like he's, 15, 20 years younger. All right? So it isn't age that's the problem. For Biden, it is. And actually, for Biden, it isn't either. I mean, the guy has had two brain aneurysms. That's going to cause some damage. All right? That's going to cause some damage. Changing the conversation. Who's what? Say that again. She did. You guys got it? All right, let's go ahead.
In this election,
this is Kamala Harris.
We each face a question.
Her first
what
campaign
kind of country do we want to live in? There are some people who think we should be a country of chaos, of fear, of hate. But us, we choose something different. We choose freedom. Freedom not just to get by, but get ahead. The freedom to be safe from gun violence. The freedom to make decisions about your own body. We choose a future where no child lives in poverty. Where we can all afford health care. Where no one is above the law. We believe in the promise of America, and we're ready to fight for it. Because when we fight, we win. So join us. Go to KamalaHarris.com and let's get to work.
I'ma keep on running because the winner don't quit on themselves.
Do you think they made that ad while Joe Biden was still sitting in the Oval Office? These fools have had this stuff ready to go. They believe in freedom. even though they just took it away from 14 million of their voters. That's amazing. That's amazing. See, she can play this ad all she wants. And then they're lying. Trump is scared to get on the stage with Kamala. Well, he doesn't know. You're not the nominee yet, Kamala. So he doesn't need to have a debate with you at this point. But every single one of these things you can pick apart. Healthcare? What do you mean? Government healthcare? You mean gun violence? The issue is in gun violence. You literally have, hundreds of millions of guns within the United States, and overwhelmingly the problem is with gangs inside of blue cities that are using guns for their evil, that are using knives too, and guns aren't the number one way in which people are killed, all right, or murdered. It's just a lie. She talks about getting ahead. Getting ahead? How are you going to get ahead when Kamala Harris wants to make the government bigger? That means you have to pay more money to make it bigger. I mean, these people really, they really, you got to give it to them, because I like the music to it. If I was a low information voter, I would have looked at that ad and I would have been like, yeah, let's roll with this chick. But all you have to do is get that chick on stage and expose her. And I love the analogy, again, that someone else gave. You just sit outside, just throw some jabs. Boom, just throw some jabs. And I really think the more people learn about Kamala Harris, she can put up all the ads that she wants. The more people learn about this lady in a short period of time, and I think conservatives are doing good. We got to continue to hit it. We got to continue to focus and hit. Man, I got to be careful with what I say when it comes to Kamala Harris. We have to continue to expose her policies. All right, we'll be back.
Well, summer's here and the weather is absolutely beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity: golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer: Relief Factor. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, and it is a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce and even eliminate it. Whether you're hurting back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you will start feeling the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Government debt is now exploding by an unprecedented $1 trillion every 90 days. Think of that. It's a clear sign that our nation's finances are spinning out of control, and it's putting the savings of every one of you at risk. Hello, I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst and best-selling author and an evangelical leader. I'm deeply concerned about the impact this runaway debt is going to have on Christians like you who have worked hard to build your own nest egg for your family. To protect your financial future in these uncertain times, you need to diversify with something tangible and proven, like physical gold. That's why I recommend a gold IRA. To learn more, text FAITH to the number 989898, and my friends at Birch Gold Group will rush you a free info kit on how to move your IRA or 401k to physical precious metals, tax and penalty free. So don't wait. Just text the word FAITH to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs. Birch Gold Group is the only company I trust. There's no obligation. So text FAITH to 989898, and I pray this information helps you achieve prosperity and peace of mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
All right, welcome back to the program. So the left is going to try to change the conversation. They're going to try to call Trump the old man. They're going to try to make Trump the bad guy. But just remember, remember the policies. Remember what you're feeling and share that with voters. Ask voters about how they're doing. If you're trying to bring somebody to the poll, make sure you always take them back to the policies. That isn't necessarily what's playing out in our sphere. I mean, obviously, a lot of people are emotionally charged, but the people that are going to be on the fence, you can use policy to reel them in and actually get them, make an emotional connection with them. Do you want this thing stuff to change? Do you want the economy to be better for yourself and others? I mean, we just got to put in some work because Democrats are certainly, they are putting on a propaganda fest when it comes to Kamala Harris. So don't expect this to be a landslide victory. We are going to see craziness like you wouldn't believe. However, I do believe if in this short window we can expose Kamala Harris and tell the truth about Kamala Harris, if you can do it to as many people as possible, show them video that they're trying to hide and wipe clean, stuff that you may still have. Or I'm telling you, She is a horrible candidate, and they know it. But again, like Sean said, she's the best the Democrat Party has, which should absolutely concern you guys. Okay, so let me switch over to this. Here's where I think Kamala Harris could be in trouble. There was an article. Let me see if I can find it here. This guy, he's another guy on the left. I shouldn't say on the left. I think he's a genuine liberal. His name is Rui Teixeira, but Rui Teixeira. He was one of the ones that had worked with Barack Obama back in the day and told Barack Obama, listen, we are getting enough of the Latino vote and the black vote where we don't necessarily have to count on the working class, the white working class. Let me clarify. The white working class in order to win elections. Do you guys remember back in the day when Barack Obama literally, they just decided that they weren't going to go after the white working class? The craziest thing I've ever seen. That's why Trump was able to come in and scoop them up and kind of just, not kind of, but transform the Republican Party. Because a lot of those blue-collar white workers, Barack Obama laid off at the curb. And Rui Teixeira was part of that. But he writes, the liberal patriot, I actually love reading his stuff. He's like Axelrod. He's really smart. All right, even though he's a liberal, he's really smart. And obviously there's a lot of liberals that are really smart. But I like reading Axelrod. I like reading this gentleman here. And Van Jones, when I like hearing his takes, even though he just played himself, in the last few days, trying to hype up Kamala Harris. Come on, Van Jones. You know that was fake as a mug. You know that lady, that chick is a disaster. But here's what he has to say. Democrats are nothing short of giddy. Biden, who looked like a sure loser, bowed out of the race and was seamlessly replaced by Kamala Harris. Through deft and lightning-fast intra-party maneuvering. The race is reset. All is possible, he writes. Who can blame Democrats for being a bit slap-happy? They were staring into the abyss, and now they have a reprieve. They have a younger candidate and a more enthusiastic, unified party. And we have seen that, all right? To be fair, we have seen that. You have, even though it hasn't been major, you have more young people that are definitely more enthused about Kamala Harris than they were about Joe Biden. The party seems to be, at least at this point, unified, but just keep watching those polls, because if those polls shift and she starts looking really bad, the party won't be so unified. All right, those are important and positive differences, he says, but there are also similarities to their previous situation that are highly negative and cannot be wished away. Here's one that he says he wrote about earlier. This is a simple truth. Now, remember, this is a guy formerly worked with Barack Obama that literally got or convinced Barack Obama or helped to convince Barack Obama to abandon the white working class in America. One of the dumbest things I've ever heard of. All right. But nonetheless, they did it. The reason why? Illegal aliens. It's what they're doing now. It's why the borders are wide open. They just figured they'd replace them with a bunch of illegal aliens. They'd replace us, too. All right, so keep that in mind. But he says, here's a simple truth. How working class, non-college voters move will still or likely determine the outcome of the election, this year's election. They will be the overwhelming majority of eligible voters. Two-thirds of the voters will be working-class voters. And even, he says, allowing for turnout patterns only slightly less dominant among actual voters that account for three-fifths of the vote. Moreover, in all six key swing states, listen to this, Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, the working-class share of the electorate, both as eligible voters and as projected 2024 voters, will be higher than the national average. Who are the working class voters seem to be in love with right now? Who do they seem to be in love with right now? It follows, the column continues, that significant deterioration in working class support could put Biden, now Harris, in a very deep hole nationally in key states. Guys, those are the bingo states. Those are the swing states. Those are the bingo states. Kamala Harris, she can gain some black men. She can gain. I don't think she's going to gain more black women. I think that's already fixed. But what she can't gain are moderate and working class voters. She's going to have a hard time, especially if she does become the nominee and there is a debate. She's going to get exposed. Trump is going to expose her at the proper time if she is the nominee. But she has to become the nominee first. I think that's a smart move, by the way, by the Trump campaign. Conversely, the article, he goes on, a burgeoning advantage among working class voters would likely put Trump in a dominant position. This is very important to keep in mind as we are swamped by a tsunami of favorable Harris coverage in legacy and other center-left media, where once her retail political skills were disparaged, we are told that she is now, or always has been, a consummately effective, charismatic retail politician. Polls, of course, he writes, will be scrutinized for signs that the race is shifting in the Democrats' favor, and even small changes will be interpreted as signs that Trump is on the run. But in truth, he writes, it will take a few weeks for the race to settle out, and one should be cautious about interpreting initial results. That said, he goes on, we have seen so far does not suggest a fundamentally altered race. Trump was ahead, and Trump is still ahead. We'll be back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Redding Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Redding Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Unveil the truth beneath sheep's clothing shows how communism enslaves millions and threatens America. Watch the movie on SalemNow.com.
I'm out. I'm not going to lie to you. I was struggling. I was going back and forth. I was even almost tempted to go back on my own words to watch the Olympics. I'm sitting here watching a bit. I don't even know what this has to do with the Olympics. They got three gay dudes. The gayest Olympics ever is a headline from Breitbart. They open up with a bisexual threesome. I have no idea what this has to do with sports and competing against other people. I'm just done with this crap. You guys, you don't understand. My dad used to be a track coach. I used to run track. I used to play basketball. I mean, I loved the Olympics. I looked forward to it. Every 4 years, I looked forward to it. I remember the dream team watching that. Just being able to cheer for our athletes. And now the Olympics have just, it's just become a propaganda fest with some athletes. And I'm just done. So I'm going to go home and watch some Mika model auctions later. I just watched them old cars and wish I could afford to buy them. It's insane. Anyway, the number to call in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. But the Democrats, they still have a working class problem. Let me play, where do I want to go? Actually, let's play this. This is Nikki Haley. And then I want to play Sonny Hostin. Bear with me. So let's play video clip number two. This is Nikki Haley. Democrats are very smart to put in a younger candidate, but she's somewhat backed off of that. But we'll talk about that. Video clip number two, por favor.
I guarantee you we're going to have President Kamala Harris. And you've said whichever party that retires its 80-year-old candidate first is going to be the one that wins the election. Do you still feel that way?
I think that, you know, look, the Democrats are very smart to put in a younger candidate. I think that that's what America has craved.
All right. But she did go on later in the interview to say, but they put in the worst possible candidate or something to that effect, something like I said earlier. And she's absolutely right. They put in the worst possible candidate. That's why they have to scrub the internet. That's why they have to come out with all the ads. And I'm telling you, look at how everything is happening with breakneck speed. Just know that they were ready to throw Joe Biden under the bus. They were getting things ready. And there's no doubt in my mind that fake behind Kamala Harris was behind all of it, or played a part in all of it, I should say. So that is one thing. Now, here's what Sonny Hostin had to say. She claims that Kamala Harris is a moderate and defends her supporting bailing out criminals. And I've got an article a little later in the program that I'm going to tie into this, because Kamala Harris was soft on crime. We've heard the stories how she was tough on crime. I even watched a documentary, if you will, about one gentleman that got a lot of time. She really went after him hard. But it turns out the vast majority of her cases, she was just another George Soros type. I don't think George Soros put her in, but a George Soros type AG and DA first and then AG when she was in San Francisco. This chick was a disaster on crime. But here's what Sonny Hostin of The View has to say about Kamala Harris.
You know, people are sort of, I think the Republicans are trying to frame her as this deep leftist. She's a former prosecutor. She's not only a former prosecutor, she was the AG of the largest Department of Justice in the country other than the real Department of Justice. Prosecutors are not really leftists. They put people in jail for a living, okay? They're pretty moderate. I know the vice president personally. She's moderate, and I was talking to Alyssa about that. And then they want to attack her on her record. She is one of
Can I respond to that? Or do you want
yes.
I think the point is that in 2020, she ran in a moment where she ran to the left. And if she had run the campaign...
Meaning what?
Give so one example was, this is the moment of George Floyd, the country's torn apart, and she put
she
out...
She couldn't be the prosecutor then. She couldn't be
she put out a statement
then.
Saying she wanted to bail out people who were protesting in the streets. So people took that a certain way. They felt like she was running to tonight in that primary, and someone like Biden won. She's not doing that now. This is a centrist Democratic.
She's leaning into who she really is, because if you really want to talk about it, after George Floyd, people were angry about law enforcement. People were upset with prosecutors. They were police officers. Yeah. They were upset with policing in this country. So to run as a law and order candidate in 2020 would have been a bad move.
Her party
but what she's
her
doing,
for that
yeah, and what she's doing now is who she really is.
As God is my witness, I don't say this to be mean, but I really do feel dumber every time I listen to these chicks. I really do. This is crazy. All right, so Kamala Harris is a moderate by what measure? I mean, GovTrack said she was the most liberal senator before they tried to scrap that. We'll be back.
Until you lie, told you all of you girls, you know I'm calling your name. But
see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
They're Trump's most diehard fans in the front row at every Trump rally.
You had to love the United States of America. You had to support Mr. Donald Trump's re-election.
Trump's Front Row Joes is the new two-part documentary offering the first inside look at the men and women standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump in the greatest political movement in American history.
The kind of basis for all the rallies. There's like dead fans.
Like-minded people following their hero all around the country, exhausting their bank accounts, camping out for days in the freezing cold and scorching heat to support Trump's re-election and make America great again.
The Front Row Joes are very successful, incredible people.
Trump's Front Row Joes, from executive producer Sean Spicer, former White House press secretary and communications director for President Donald J. Trump.
Friendships I've made over the years as a Front Row Joe, it's probably the best part of it.
Don't miss Trump's Front Row Joes. Watch it now. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Unleash the heat and let the hunt turn every moment into a sizzling spectacle. Experience the allure of the hottest male performers heating up the event center at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th. Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd. Tickets for this steamy event are just $20 plus fees and include $10 free slot play. For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-UWIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? All have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hey, welcome back to the program. The number to call in, 844-900-7243. 844. No, this can't be right. This cannot be right. This can't be right. Pete Booty emerges as a VP favorite, according to polls. If she picks Pete Buttigieg, I will say it right now. That is a torpedoing ticket. But you know what? They're anti-identity politics. They're definitely going to play it with her. But I would be utterly shocked if Democrats picked Pete Buttigieg. That would be. I understand it would be a DEI dream ticket, but I don't see that. I don't see a lot of. Honestly, I think she would lose some of the black vote if she did that. I don't think black dudes want to see, first off, this chick claiming to be, you know, authentically black when she's Indian and part Jamaican, and then this, you know, this gay dude. And I'm sorry, listen, I don't hate you if you're gay. I don't, that's, you know, whatever, you know what I mean? But I'm sorry when to compare gayness to blackness. It's just wrong. I'm sorry. It's an insult. That's a lifestyle that you live in your bedroom. And when I walk out of the front door, you know, people can tell that I'm black. Unless you're a dude and you're flipping your wrist and that, you know what I'm saying? It's like I can't stand that. I can't stand that the left tries to combine the two and say, pretend like being gay is like some major civil rights issue. Like no, I don't want to know what you do in your bedroom. It's none of my business. I'm making it my business. Like, I just, that would be a, you know, well, you know what? Pick them. I think they would go there. I got to be careful with my language. All right. That would be a bad ticket. That would be a bad ticket, in my opinion. It's already a bad nominee in Kamala Harris, but I'm not taking it lightly, not taking it for granted. Because, again, we see what the left is willing to do to try to put this lady on the map. All right, so getting back to this issue with the working class, this is going to be a really hard issue for Democrats to overcome. Because I don't think that you can look at Kamala Harris seriously, especially when she was part of the Biden administration, and say, all right, this lady is going to somehow bring back jobs for the working class, particularly when she's been a part of or complicit in the border invasion. Excuse me. All right. This guy goes on to say, let me just read a little more of this. The last I mentioned was that this guy was saying that Trump is still ahead. Yes, Democrats will get a bump. Yes, they're kind of on this high, if you will, this sugar high. But he expects that's going to come, not crashing down, but that is going to calm down. He says Democrats still badly trail among working class voters. They compressed margins among non-white and young voters relative to 2020. Of course, that may change, he says, in coming weeks. All right. Looking at the running poll averages, we have the following for Trump-Harris matchups. This is where Real Clear Politics has Trump over Harris by 1.7 points, 2.8 points with the full ballot, including Kennedy, West, and Stein. All right, so with those other candidates on the ballot, Trump has a larger lead. New York Times has Trump over Harris by 2 points. I'm not sure that I trust their poll, but they do. And DDHQ, The Hill, has Trump by 2 points. There's consistency there, he says. Another approach is to compare averages, he says, of Biden versus Trump and Harris versus Trump. He says, naturally, these only overlap when Biden was the actual candidate and Harris was a notional candidate. But the data are still of interest. He says split ticket has the most recent data on this, covering the month of July, and they don't show much difference between the candidates. Harris does slightly worse overall, with a margin against Trump of 0.4 points worse than Biden. She does worse among men, a bit better among women, worse among seniors, better among those under 30, worse among whites and Hispanics, all right, and better among blacks, and significantly worse among working class voters. Better among the college educated. All right, so she'll get more votes there. But the differences are generally quite small. So overall, he's saying in all these groups that they're bringing Harris in to win over Trump, at least initially. there's not much difference between she and Joe Biden. So just consider this. They are doing, the left, Democrat Party, they're doing everything they can to bump this woman up. If she doesn't get a huge bump, there's going to be a leveling off period. And then if there is a debate, and Trump can question her on these policies, I'm telling you right now, take it to the bank, she will not do well in a debate. She will act nasty. I think she'll come off as condescending. I think she'll obviously call Trump a criminal. She'll mention some racist stuff. She'll mention the abortion stuff. Trump will have to stick with these policies, your policies that are implemented now, that you've implemented, helped to implement with the Biden-Harris administration, are hurting working class people. They're hurting Hispanics. They're hurting, they're hurting blacks. Seniors are hurting under you, especially seniors that are on fixed incomes. How are you seniors feeling under the Biden-Harris administration? I'm telling you, she will not be able to explain her way out of it. This lady has been, she is a fake. She is a fraud. Now, again, I'm not saying we shouldn't take her seriously. Quite the contrary. But I'm just saying, I think if they get in a debate, Trump could tear her up. We'll be back.
Well, summer's here, and the weather is absolutely beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity, golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people, and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is 100% drug-free, and it is a daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce and even eliminate it. Whether you're hurting back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you will start feeling the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
America's top podcasters are on the Salem Podcast Network. Charlie Kirk.
And if any Democrat is out there advocating for Donald Trump to be in a courthouse for September, October, you are a repulsive person. I'm sorry. You are deciding to shred the United States Constitution and our traditions just to try to win an election.
Laura Trump.
This is basic stuff. If things aren't working, you got to change them. That's the problem the Democrats have. All of their policy positions seem so extreme and so crazy. And you look at this and you're like, I don't know, that seems to make a lot of sense to me.
And Trish Regan.
And people that are here legally really don't appreciate all these illegals coming in, depressing wages for the rest of the labor pool, possibly introducing an element of crime into their communities. They don't want it. They're not having it. And so guess what? They're migrating to Trump.
Subscribe today for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
advice, the analysis you need daily on the Trish Regan Podcast on Salem Podcast Network. Subscribe today on Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Rumble, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
I want a shot of redemption. All right, welcome back to the program. We're just going over through this column where this gentleman, Rai Teixeira, writes about Kamala Harris's problem with the working class. It's still going to be an issue for her. He sees this as an issue for Democrats. Let me just read part of this because it's fascinating, and I can't do it justice. This guy's really good at what he does. He used to work with Barack Obama, calls himself the liberal patriot, and I actually really enjoy reading his stuff. It's always informative. But he says, can she do it? Speaking of Kamala Harris, beating Donald Trump, sure, anything is possible. But Democrats would be well advised to be clear-eyed about the challenge. What Harris has to overcome is illustrated by an early July Pew poll, he writes, that had a large enough sample size, 9,400 people. That is a great sample size. You'll see a lot of polls that have 1,200 people, 1,500, 2,000. And if you get 2,000, that's pretty good. 9,400 is huge. It's a great sample size. All right. So it had a large enough sample size to allow blacks and Hispanics to be broken down by working class versus college educated. Both racial groups show strong educational polarization that is much larger than what was observed in 2020. All right. So Hispanic working class voters in this poll preferred Trump by 3 points over Biden, compared to a 22-point margin for Biden over Trump in 2020. Guys, that's a 25-point swing among black working class voters. So let me say this. This is why it's so important for Republicans to tie Harris to Biden, because you're not getting anything different. In fact, what you're getting is worse, because this chick is just an ideologue that is obsessed with power that will, I think she will bring down the fist of fury on people. I don't think she cares. I don't even know if she's capable. It's weird. Among black working class voters, Biden was leading by 47 points over Trump, compared to an 82-point lead for Biden in 2020. So a working class oriented campaign would appear to be in order. But so far, there's little indication that is what the Harris campaign has in mind. They don't have a working class campaign in mind, because they are destroying the middle class with Biden-Harris inflation, with the open borders, with the government spending. They are destroying. They are hollowing out the middle class with depending on Russia and Venezuela and other places for oil and gas. They are hollowing out the middle class. That's why they can't talk about it, and that's why we will talk about it. All right, my name is Carl Jackson. We will be back on the other side to wrap things up in the last hour.
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics, life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us. What shall we do?
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.